Hello?
CP.
Yeah.
What's up? It is a man named Rick calling in to interview you.
Well, imagine my surprise.
Hey, what's going on there, brother? It's been a while since we talked last.
I know it has. Not much right now. You know, we're hitting an ebb portion of this program. But, you know, hey, that's the way it runs. It flows real heavy, and then suddenly, screech, bam, into a tree, stop, get out, check damage, catch your breath, and it starts all over again. So,
and then you just buy more body armor for the next screech crash, right?
Well, of course you do. Of course you do. I ain't Superman. I ain't running around in no tights anyway.
I thought I saw an S on your chest, though. That was just a tattoo, right?
Actually, you saw Photoshop. So, you know, that's all I'm going to claim to right there. That was just Photoshop.
CP Kelly, you're a man who's had your share of hardships, and you've been there, done that. For those of you that might be just hearing this for the first time and they didn't catch the last interview, let's start off. Let's tell us a bit about yourself and some of these hardships and how you've overcome.
Well, let me see. 45 years old, be 46 in August, born and raised in Texarkana, Arkansas. Music has always been a huge part of my life growing up. You know, my dad listened to country, my mother listened to Motown, rock and roll, you name it. October of 2010, well, actually August of 2010, I started getting sick. And I went to doctor after doctor after doctor. Nobody could find out what was wrong. Wound up losing my job because I was going to see the doctor so much. I was bringing in doctor's excuses, but I was missing a lot of time.
Yeah.
And finally, by October 2010, I got hooked up with my mom's general practitioner. And he ran an MRI, and that's when they found the progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which is a viral disease that attacks the brain much like MS does.
Ouch.
And I spent a week in the hospital. 2 days of that, I was in an induced coma to allow my body to rest up, heal up, and to handle the medications they were giving me in the hospital. When I got out, I could not walk without assistance. I was talking gibberish. I could not feed myself, bathe myself, clothe myself. Could not get out of a bathtub on my own. Fell out of bed one night, couldn't get back up in it, and almost wound up sleeping on the floor that night. Thank the Lord, I was able to grab my cell phone off the nightstand and call the landline because my parents' room is on the other side of the house. And we have a great room in between. And they couldn't hear me scream, but of course my vocal cords were so atrophied that I barely make a sound. And so since that time, it has been taking my medications, pushing myself, learning how to walk again, talk again. My dad picked me up one night. He said, "Hey, found a place down the road that got karaoke." Now, the man never heard me sing. 45 years, never heard me sing. I was in junior high choir, never heard me, because he worked a lot of hours, you know, to make sure that Mom and I were taken care of and had what we needed. So I said, okay, and he figured it was a way to get me out of the house, and he and Mom were sitting at one of the tables. They called my name up in the rotation. I got up there, the music started, I opened my mouth, started singing. My mother said his eyes popped open, his jaw dropped, and he leaned over and said, "Is that Patrick?" Mom said, "Yeah," and he said, "Oh my God, he can sing." She said, "I've tried to tell you that for years." He said, "But I had no clue, he never sings around me." She said, "No." She said, "He sings to himself from time to time, but you know, he went to karaoke for years." "Yeah, but I, you know, that talk.
A little bit of Porky Pig disease."
"Oh, pretty much. Oh, yeah." "Yeah, and he's still floored when he goes to see me perform out at local clubs, his VFW posts, things of that nature. he watches me and he's like, God, that is not the same kid from 2 years ago.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it shows improvement or that you got a real good talent there, right?
It's a combination of both, I believe. It's a combination of both, and it's a will and a drive to have a career.
Yep.
Because my goals are to, A, take care of mom and dad, B, get myself a nice little home somewhere. I don't need no 85,000 square foot mansion. I'll get lost in it unless I carry breadcrumbs with me or a GPS tracking system, and invest. And then with all of the money that's left over, get out there, find cases of people who are in absolute, we're going to lose it all and there's nothing we can do about it, and see what I can do to help them.
That's a man who's just humble as all get out, man, and it deserves some commendation. I mean, how many people do you know in the music industry would do stuff like that?
I'm sure that there are a few out there, and we just never hear about it. And I'm going to be the same way. I'm not going to call the news programs. I'm not going to call 2020 or Diane Sawyer or anybody like that or Oprah Winfrey. You know, I'm going to find out who these people are. I'm going to meet with them at their home, try to get in there as quietly as I can, and get out as quietly as I can, and just ask them, please, don't make a big fuss about it. That's not what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this to help you, which is what we should all do. We should pay it forward. If we're blessed enough, we should pay it forward.
That's a real share the wealth kind of mentality, and once again, that's to be applauded. Where have you been since we last talked? I mean, I know you were working on some stuff. Have you done all your tours yet and shook a lot of hands, or are you still working on that?
Still working on that. I had Catherine Raker down here 2 weeks ago. She is a TV and radio personality out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yep.
And she followed me around for a day in the life of C.P. Kelly for her brand new television show, Timeless Performer. And she also sat down and interviewed mom and dad for another show that she has, Born Before 65. And she got to go to Mako's, which is local club just up the street from us, and they have karaoke on Thursday nights. My KJ is there. And she got to see me perform, and she got it caught on video. And she walked out of Mako's that night, and she said, my God, hearing your story, she said, that's unbelievable. She said, I can believe the drive, the energy, the push, the fun you had. And I said, that's what this is, and that's what this is going to stay. It is never going to be a job to me. It is going to be fun. And anyone who is involved in it, that is the key word, fun. Don't think of this as a job. This is fun. We're going to go out and play on stage for an hour, and it's going to be fun. You screw a note up, big deal. It's fun. I screw words up all the time, and I still have fun. Now, when I get home and I get my room and I get changed out of my country wear into my comfy clothes, I sit there and go, you idiot, you missed the fourth word in the third verse. But that's Leo on the cusp of Virgo. The Leo performs, the Virgo sits there and rips it apart. So, you know, I'll tell my mom, well, no one noticed it. And I'm like, I noticed it. I got to work on that.
You sound like me. I'm my own worst critic. I can never listen to my own the recordings of these shows here.
Well, you know, I listened to the recording of that real short one that you and I did.
Yep.
Man, you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I suck, man, I tell you.
So. Good thing you got a face for radio. You know, I mean, hey.
Hey, once I get my teeth fixed.
Your teeth fixed? Yeah. Hey, all righty then. Aha, boo.
Yeah, see, there you go. Porky pig disease, right?
You're already speaking drunkenese. Is it 5 o'clock there?
It's definitely 5 o'clock here. Problem is, I'm not allowed to drink. That's irritating almost.
Oh, shoot. Man, well, I would have that rule amended.
I miss a good beer, man.
I believe the last hour of work, everybody should just get snot slinging, fall down drunk, go, hey, it's Friday, we're done.
Yeah, could you imagine me doing this drunk?
Oh, man, it'd be fun. I'd have to run in there and grab beer out of the fridge. Like, it's a shame to drink alone, you know?
Yeah. Hey.
It's sad. It's pathetic. All right. So, anyway, let's get back to me.
Yeah, let's get back to you. I'm all about that. You're making me want a beer, and I don't
even have too much fun.
You betcha, man. How's the recording going as well?
Well, I haven't really done any. Let me take that back. Sorry. I'm about to shoot myself in the promotional foot. I went in 2 months ago and re-recorded Garth Brooks' old song, A New Way to Fly. We got the recording rights to it. And had it mastered, had everything done with that, and it is now available for purchase on iTunes, Rhapsody, and other digital media outlets.
You know, you said that pretty good. I would have tripped over that. But
oh, just give me a minute. You know, I'll throw out a simple phrase and I'll be like, "Puh." You know, I can't think of a word right now, but when I do, I will call you back. It might be 11:30 and go, "Hey, Snowball. Okay, bye." Yeah, you know, I do freaky things like that.
And speaking of songs, I actually have the song New Way lined up for right after this interview. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that was the very first song I ever did the first time I ever went to karaoke.
Well, there you go.
I bought Garth Brooks' cassette tape. Tells you how far back that goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was the No Fences album. And first time I heard the song, by the second time it played, I was singing right along with it. I just absorbed the words. I loved the melody. I loved the music behind it. And I loved the meaning of the song because, sad to say, I have lived that life. I have ended a relationship, wound up in a bar, sitting on a bar stool, drowning the memories.
Almost.
Not anymore. I just sit at a bar stool and just drown, you know, but anyway. But the song does hold a lot of meaning for me, and I talked to Jason Dowd, my manager,
yep.
And we've got people working on several other songs, including Wings. I think you and I talked about that. We've got some major work to do with that one, but we've got a guy right now working on it. But I looked at him, and I said, look, I can't find New Way to Fly on No Fences anymore. Come to find out, when Garth had No Fences reissued, he dropped the song because he felt like it did not go with the feel of the album.
Wow.
So it was sitting on the shelf. And I was like, do you think we can get the recording rights? He says, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything. And I'm like, well, no, this is recording industry. Can't promise anything to anybody. And sure enough, he called me a couple of weeks later, and he says, guess what you got? And I said, you're kidding me. I said, I'm dying to get, we got to book studio time. And we did, and we laid it down, and now it's out there on iTunes.
How cool is that to have one of the people that was influencing by you? Gotta love cell phones. But,
I have mine on silent.
I should have. I don't
I'm
know
a
why it's on.
Professional. I've got mine on silent.
Usually
and vibrate,
usually I do. I don't know why that one happened, but
that's all right. But I don't hold it against you, Rick. You can call any time.
How does it feel to have a inspiration to you allow you to use one of his songs?
It was phenomenal. All I can do is hope and pray he's heard it and that he has a good opinion of it.
Well, then,
if he was to call me and say, hey, CP, this is Garth Brooks, I'd be like, can I see ID? Which can't see over the phone, so he'll have Skype. But, you know, I'll go, yes, Mr. Brooks, can I help you? Would you like chips, soda, dip, Subway sandwich, anything? You know, just let me know. And if he said, I just want you to know that I heard your version of A New Way to Fly and I love it. That, to me, would send me through the roof.
Or if
Tricia was to call. I'd love for Tricia to call.
Tricia,
and say, I like your version better than Gar's.
Oh, yeah. God.
But I doubt that'll ever happen, you know. She loves him too much, so.
Yeah, I heard that.
Jason, it was so funny because the day it went on iTunes, he sent me an email. The subject line said, you on iTunes. And there was no message. So I replied back. I said, does this mean what I think it means? And he said, yes, in his reply. Well, I immediately grabbed my iPad, pulled up iTunes, because I bought so many iTunes, I probably own stock in Apple by now. And, sent Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood on many vacations. But I pulled out my iPad, pulled up iTunes, typed my name in. My CD cover popped up, A New Way to Fly, my name. My mom was sitting outside on the lanai because she took the dog out. She heard me scream. I think they heard me all the way to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And that's about a good 1,400 miles away.
That it is.
And she came running into my room, and she said I was bug-eyed, I was white, and my jaw was dropped down below my ankles. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it, Rick. I cannot believe it.
It's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is, because I'm not, you know, people joke about me, oh, you're going to get a big head now, huh? And I'm like, no. I still come out and do karaoke, you know, and I probably always will. I mean, even if I'm playing 20, 30, 40, 50,000 seats, I have a little time off or I find out there's a karaoke bar in town, I'm going to go to it. And I'm going to do other singer songs. And then listen to people do my songs. You know, I'm not going to go in there, grab the mic, and go, okay, well, I'm going to do an impromptu concert. Oh, no. Karaoke is for those that want to be a star for 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
True that there.
You know, karaoke is that venue where the drunkest guy in the bar about 1:45 in the morning decides he wants to do Turn the Page. And it's like, oh, God, I used to love that song.
I can't listen to it anymore,
you know? Because it's just like, hey, it's not this song, it's not home. And it's like, dude, have you even sang one word that was written in it? Songwriter, I'll just sue you. Anyway, all right, back to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I live by that Toby Keith song. I won't talk about me, won't talk about I. You know, so. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
No, it's all good.
look on your list. What's question number five?
I have a list. Holy crap. No, I kind of wing it and just talk and chat and stuff because it's more
Alex,
natural
I'll
that
take
way.
CP Kelly for 500, please. Okay. Has he had therapy? No, probably should have. Correct. Anyway. Go right ahead.
You won Double Jeopardy there, my friend.
Oh, Double Jeopardy. Well, stay away from it. Danger, Will Robinson.
Social media. What's your thoughts about that, bud?
What do you mean by social media?
Like Facebook and Twitter and all that newfangled stuff that would probably drive you and me up a wall.
Well, honestly, I'm learning to tweet. Don't have a lot to tweet about right now,
but
I do have a Twitter account. Facebook, I use it heavily because I have made friends all over the country, all over the world, never met them face-to-face, probably never will. Then again, this time next year, I may be in their city. We don't know. And Facebook has really turned out to be a valuable asset to work with because I have my personal web page, then I have the CP Kelly page as well.
Yep.
It's a fan wall. And, of course, I'm getting a fan club president. She's going to set up street teams to get my name out there. I believe Jason is working on a T-shirt right now. My dad, I think, is working on bumper stickers. And, you know, we're going to get me out there. And we're going to get the sales. I don't know how the single is doing. I've got a good feeling it's doing really well. And I'm hoping that it will get more radio airplay and that more people will start calling their country radio stations and requesting it because it's available out there. They can add it to their playlists. And, you know, I'm still not even worried about the money aspect. I want people to hear me. Once they hear me, they'll want to see me. Once they hear my story, they will definitely want to see me.
Good attitude to have.
You know, so I will use any, you know, I told Jason one time, I said, I will sing under a bridge if you tell me what bridge to be under. Yeah. I have no problems with it. I love to sing.
Did he book you that yet?
Huh?
Did he book you that yet?
Oh, the bridge?
Yeah.
Well, he tried to book me on the one that leads into New Orleans, but I don't know how to swim, so. Yeah, it's like, hey, Jason, can we do a bridge that has, like, dirt under it and, you know, hobos? Maybe they could join in as backup singers. We could find a lost talent there somewhere.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Huh?
That is awesome, dude.
This is, hey, man, when it comes to sarcasm, I'm quick.
This is,
now, that's the part of the brain that was not damaged.
This is
it's the wit and the sarcasm. It's there. It's ready. So
yep.
Be very careful. You tread through a minefield bigger than the one between North and South Korea when you talk to me on the phone.
Hey, it works for me because, I mean, when I saw your name on the docket to do the interview, I was just like, sweet. I get to laugh hysterically for about 30 minutes, so.
Good. Well, see, that's the way this stuff ought to be. You know, instead of that serious business of how did your illness impact your – well, how do you think it impacted my life? I couldn't scratch my watch or wind my butt. You know? It's like – or like, you know, you see on the news, you know, your house burnt down, 4 members of your family died in the fire. How do you feel at this moment? Oh, well, I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just one ticket, you know, that's one ticket I have to buy instead of 5.
That's one of the reasons why I don't do interviews that are, like, really stuffed shirt routine. It's laid back, it's fun. I see that stuff on the news and I go insane. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, wow, that was a stupid question.
Yeah, no doubt. So.
Did you hear it when it came out of your mouth? Or did you miss it during editing? What? Yeah. Or did you say, no, leave it in? I think that's really getting to the meat of the matter. It's like, you leave my meat alone, okay?
I'm with you there, brother.
You know, it's like anytime I do an interview, I will talk to you about my illness I had. I will talk to you about my singing. The rest of it is my business.
Exactamundo. And,
you know, you buy a ticket to my concert, you buy one of my CDs, you buy a poster, you buy a T-shirt, fine. That's all it gets you.
Don't get
in my face with a camera. Don't get in my face with a camera. I've watched how the stars handle that. I'll punch. I'll yank it out of your hand. I'm not gonna play it. I'm gonna be the Sean Penn of the country.
You know what? Stick with that. That would be so hysterical to follow from here on out. Cause...
well, you know, Rick, it's sad.
It is.
You know, you're an actor or an actress. You've developed a craft. You're wanting to present it to the world, and then suddenly, who are you sleeping with? Whose child is that? Oh my God! Who moved into your house? You know. How much did you have to drink last Saturday when you went to that great party at that bar? And it's like, that's none of your business. The minute I walk off stage, I go from being C.P. Kelly to Patrick.
Exactly.
C.P. Kelly is the persona on the stage. or sitting on the Jay Leno show or on the phone with Rick Busby.
Oh, exactly.
You know, Patrick is a totally different character. He keeps to himself. He has an extremely small group of friends that he trusts and loves dearly. And I have my family. I have my faith. And that's all they need to know about Patrick. Now, C.P. Kelly, if he shoots a firecracker out of his nose, I hope they cover it. Because that's going to be something to see.
I just had a bad mental image of that, too. Holy crap.
All right, Rick Busby drinking a gallon of bleach tonight to get that memory out of his brain.
Oh, man, me and I'm going to have a wonderful nap with a Brillo pad, man, I can tell you. But
okay, that's all I heard.
Brillo
pad. My ears quit working. Anyway.
Brillo pad to the head right there. But
yeah, okay. Bam. Ow, that hurt.
But back to you in the few moments we got left. Where can we find this wonderful, sarcastic, witty son of a gun named C.P. Kelly online?
Well, right now you can find him in beautiful Largo, Florida, which is east of Tampa Bay, south of Clearwater, and north of St. Petersburg.
Where can we find
you? That's about it. I have a website.
Yep.
You can check me out on that. You can see some really, really good performances from some of the clubs I've been in. And that's it, CPKELLEY.com.
CP, it's been a pleasure. Let's hook back up for round three, brother.
You know what, Rick? I think we need to meet in person and go burn a town down or something.
I'm with you.
Excuse me. Florida sinus season. Ooh. Okay, I'm better now. I'm just slightly choking to death. It's no big deal.
Hey, you know what? If you're in Florida, it's definitely 5 o'clock in your area. Do me a favor.
Oh, yes, sir, it is. It's 26. I'm 40 minutes behind.
You better get your butt to a bar then, my friend.
And, of course, everybody listens to this, they're going to be like, that boy was drunk, stoned, high, something. I know he was. And it's like, I'll tell you just like this. I acted just like this at Remington Outfitters. Hang on, I'm going to take a sip of water real quick.
Go ahead, bud.
I went to Remington Outfitters, which is a Western store up north of here.
Uh-huh.
And I got to meet the female owner of it. And I was picking on her, and I was acting just like I am on the phone with you right now. And she looked at my dad, and she said, he may be a good singer, but that boy ain't right. I considered that to be the highest compliment I've ever received.
And you're probably going
right,
to get more.
And I'm glad not being right. Sometimes wrong is right.
There you go.
So, anywho.
Go drink a bunch of beer for me, my friend.
Nah, it's going to be a nice quiet dinner and a normal night at home tonight, so.
Yeah, either way, have fun on my account.
Oh, hey, every day I can put my feet on the ground and I'm above dirt, it's a good day, man.
There you go, and we're going to be spinning your tune in just a few moments. CP, thanks once again, brother. It's been a heck of an interview, and good to talk to you again, my man.
Thank you, Rick. I certainly appreciate it. Call back.
Hey, I will, brother.
And if you don't get the answering machine, I guess I had to pick it up and talk to you.